they had to kind of readjust and get things together because we had a power outage. So I appreciate all they did. And Mr. Gunsler, thank you so much too for your support. It wasn't easy, but they made it happen, and I appreciate them. We all appreciate them. Also, many of you may know or may not know that this month is what they call the National Veterans and Military Families Month. So November, we like to honor our military families, our veterans, because we have Veterans Day too. I really do thank Ms. Jacklett as well for all that she has done. They had a great Friday at the Flagpole event. It was fantastic, so it was really well done. The kids did a great poem, which I thought was amazing. So I love to see that kind of thing just throughout the schools too. And I'll try to make it over there to Bear River too and Wheatland L as well. So thank you guys for that. Let's see. Sir, did you want me to mention about the board possibly doing an immersion with us? We just started talking about it. In the past, what we've done is that we have had our teachers come out and had a great tour of the base and a good immersion briefing and as to what we really do at the base. And so we were just, that year's coming up, we had to stop for a while with COVID and everything too. And so we were just thinking about possibly having our board come out again too. So that's a great idea by you, sir. I appreciate it. So we can work on that too and kind of see how that, if you guys would like to come. We'd love to have you, Nikki. All of you. I know you need to come. So we were just talking about that. So just keep that in the back of your brain. So when I fly off that email, you guys will be ready, okay?
Hey, there's Chase Card.
I knew you're gonna say that.
Good time.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. let's see. Many of your schools probably have already registered as part of the third annual Space Force celebration. They're doing a great celebration from December 1st through the 21st. And schools are signing up all over the place, all over the country, and even overseas to be part of that. And it's all digital and all that really cool stuff. So I know that Ms. Jacklett, I think Lone Tree and Wheatland Charter have 8 classes already signed up. So it's just all over the place. And California has the most schools that have signed up so far. We have about 86 schools that are going to take part in that. So our guardians will be busy. but if you guys want more information, I could send it. I sent it out to the schools, and I think, Craig, you received it too. But if you guys want more information and kind of sit in on the classes and see what they're actually doing, that would be great. Also, I wanted to thank Melissa and your staff for the Impact Aid surveys. I'd like to also thank our first sergeants who are helping us to kind of get those back, sir. They've been doing really good, working really hard. So we're just trying to get all of the impact survey forms in that families fill out each year that helps the school with their funding. So thank you guys, though, for working on that and sending me that list. And I'm getting it over to the first sergeant. So thank you, guys. Let's see. One last event, or there's two more last events. Our Exceptional Family Member Program, we call it EFMP, and we support our families who have children with special needs. They'll be having a pajama extravaganza, and that'll be on December the 3rd, which is a Saturday, and they'll have to do 2 sessions because they're having such a huge crowd. So it'll be from 9 to 11, and then from 11 to 1, and it'll be at our Recce Point Club on Bill. Let's see, any other questions about anything? And the other event that I wanted to talk about a little bit was we're having what they call a winter fest and a children's holiday party as well. And I'm starting to get a little bit more about it. I know that we're supposed to be there. and that's going to be on the 17th, Saturday the 17th. But it would be great if we could have some of you guys come on out. And I can send you more information, okay? We'd love to see you there. We do a lot of stuff on the base and in the community as well. So any questions about any of that? No questions? Oh, and my husband would love FFA. He used to be in FFA years ago. He'd have loved you guys' program. So I have to get him here next time. Tell me when you got to present again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other people would like to make a comment? Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Are there any questions? Thank you for coming.
Great job.
Now, if there's no comments or questions, I would move we accept the consent agenda.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to action items. Action item 5.1, set the December board meeting and annual organizational meeting.
Okay, so you have to set the meeting between December 13th and December 27th. The reason we're having two board meetings in December is because we have to have the first interim done prior to that. So we have the December 8th meeting as our regular meeting, and then we can set any date, but I recommend we do the following Thursday, which is December 15th, as the annual organizational meeting. That will be when the new board members or the newly elected board members are sworn in, and you decide on your president, your clerk, and your special ed coordinate, whatever that title is, I can't remember. That's about the only thing on that agenda. So it's up to the board to set the date.
Any questions? I have a motion.
I make a motion to accept December 15th date as the special meeting date.
I'll second the 15th.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on to 5.2, the 2022 and 2023 employment agreement between CSEA.
So the last two groups that we have been negotiating with, the CSEA and WESTA, so I'm going to talk about 5.2, 5.3, and 5.4 all together. I want to clarify a few things because there's some misinformation out there. On the CSEA agreement, what we chose to do with CSEA's involvement is rebench their salary schedule, which means that you look at salary schedules for like positions throughout the local areas and look at what we're paying compared to what others are paying, and you adjust. And you don't adjust all at the same time because we just do a little bit at a time. And so we've done it before with our grounds and our maintenance and bus drivers. And so this time we looked at our paraeducators, our custodians, etc. So when you do that, it ends up with moving some people from one range to another and potentially collapsing ranges so that you put people where we're more competitive. So with CSEA, we took that 8% money and actually ended up costing a little more than 8% because when we rebenched, it caused some people to get a little more than 8%. So I just wanted to put it out there that we have, because it's being misrepresented on Facebook, we have 7 employees that will receive less than 8%. We have 90 employees that will receive more than 8%. And we have 38 employees that will receive exactly 8% in the classified ranges. Also, in their benefit plan cap has always been $1,000 less than everybody else. They have a very difficult time adding money to their cap because they have so many part-time employees. The part-time employees want the money on the salary schedule instead of on the insurance cap. So we raised theirs by $2,000 so that they're all equal. So I just wanted to put that out there about CSEA. With WESTA, which is our teachers' union. We came to an agreement with an 8% raise and then an additional 1% to add two more days to their calendar, so they will move from 181 days to 183 days. Those days will be the, right now they come back on the Monday, and then Tuesday they aren't required to work, and then the kids come back on Wednesday. So they'll do the Monday and the Tuesday, and then their other day will be the Friday after the students get out on Thursday, and they'll come back on Friday to do the cleanup in their rooms or help with promotion ceremonies or whatever else happens to do, turn in computers, all the things that they need to do on that additional day. And then 5.4, we have an agreement years ago that the board insurance cap would be looked at and raised as we raise other caps and or salaries. And so that is on here as well, to raise theirs by the $1,000, which is the same as the other groups. So I can answer any questions that you have regarding this.
Do you want me to do all these at once?
It's up to you. I think you guys did them all at once last time, didn't you? So it's up, whoever makes the motion can motion for one or all.
No more questions or comments.
I'll entertain a motion. What'd you say?
Oh, go ahead. Oh, okay.
Can we do them separately?
You can do them separately, yes. So start with 5.2.
Can I have a motion for 5.2, please?
So moved.
Second. Oh, wait, sorry. I'm ahead of myself. Never mind. Go ahead. No, I take my second back. Sorry. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And those opposed?
I'd like to abstain from this vote. I know I don't have to, but just having a spouse that's in this area, I would.
Motion passed.
So carried. 5.3, employment agreement with WESCA.
I'll motion to approve that one. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Increase to the board insurance count. 5.4, I'm sorry.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. 5.5, intent to withdraw from school's excess liability fund, the JPA.
Yeah, so you have seen this before. I bring it to you each year because each year we look at through our funding. So school's excess liability fund is part of our insurance program, where our insurance company pays up to X million dollars if we had something significant, and then above that they go with Self Insurance, which is a company. And each year Self, which is school's excess liability fund, continues to raise their rates to the point that they're getting out of hand. And so we are asking for the board's permission as a group, so all of the groups that are in TSIG, to pull out of schools and go with a different fund. Typically when we do this, and this is why it's come back to you for the third time, is then self-insurance JPA lowers their rates because they don't want to lose them. So it's kind of a cat and mouse game, but all boards within the Tri-County area have to agree to pull out of self to make that happen. So this is the resolution to do that. It doesn't mean we will, but it does mean that we can.
Can I ask you what the amount is?
What the amount of what?
That they charge us.
Oh, I don't know that. It's not a matter of the amount. The percentage has gone up dramatically. I think I told you guys before, our property liability insurance has gone up 40-some-odd% in the last year. We went from like 200-something thousand to almost $500,000. Part of that is self. Okay. And what it does is The local JPA, which is TSIG, if we were sued for something, they will cover up to $2 million, we'll just say $2 million, and then self covers from $2 million to $20 million, something like that. So you have that excess liability And it's gone up because the government allowed, it hasn't affected school districts much, but it's affected insurance companies a lot. They allowed people that, students that might have been molested or something like that, years and years and years ago, to now bring it forward, which they never allowed that before. So you have people that are 45 years old bringing suits against the Catholic Church and the, you know, and so on and so forth. And so your insurance has to pay that, and they don't want to be held on the hook for those millions of dollars without getting more income. So it's the intent to withdraw from schools' liability as a group, not singly as our district.
Can I have a motion for 5.5?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. 5.6 is the facility solution project feasibility and the letter of agreement.
Okay, so what this is as most of you know, I've been looking into adding more solar to Wheatland Elementary because we are not producing as much as we are using there. Bear River is producing as much as they're using. So we're looking at adding solar, and we're trying to make it as kind of a win-win, putting the solar out where they want to have a shade structure for kids, and then they can put tables and whatnot underneath it. So I'm working with a company that has done a lot of work for us, also did the high school solar, and we're looking at a 0% loan so that we can get into this program without putting out the money up front. And over a 20-year period, we should save somewhere between $2 million to $2.5 million. What this brings is for us to agree with the company that they'll do the feasibility study and they'll apply for the 0% loan for us. And if we get all of that and then we choose not to do the project, then we have to pay them for their time, up to $14,000. If we do the project, then the $14,000 is wiped off and we don't have to pay it.
Okay. Any further questions?
Where were they going to put this?
Well, as of right, it's still in the talking stages, but as of right now, it would be kind of behind the baseball softball field on the blacktop. Yeah, and it would be raised like it is for the parking lot. And then we can put student or picnic tables and that kind of thing underneath it. One of the things that they've been doing is at Wheatland L is trying to raise money to do shade structures. The problem is that when you do anything that's that massive, you have to bring DSA in. And all of a sudden, a $100,000 project becomes a $300,000 project. If we can do it with solar so that we're producing what we're using and we're saving money, then the cost makes sense. If you're not saving any money, then just putting up a shade structure that's going to cost you $400,000 doesn't make any sense. So this is kind of a win-win.
And that's a lot of jog bonds.
Do I have a motion for 5.6?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? 5.7, agricultural CTE incentive grant application.
So this is just, again, asking permission from the board to be able to apply for an ag incentive grant. It's only about $10,000 grant, but to be able to put it in, the board has to approve that we're applying for it. Doesn't mean we're going to get it. It just means we're going to apply for it.
Who does the actual?
Shelley.
Shelley?
If it's ag-related, you just put Shelley's name next to it. So.
Any questions? Those in favor?
So moved.
Second.
Now those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on to board comments.
Well informed and
Thank you. Thank you for the comment.
Interesting, you know, as a little side note, that was the same day that Comcast got cut. So all of our in-town schools had to deal without having internet and all of that too. And so not only did the teachers out at Lone Tree have to go back to teaching without, you know, the use of computers and all that and light, but they were able to manage that. Everybody in town, they had light, but they had no internet. So it was kind of one of those, it was a perfect day for somebody to cut the Comcast line so that everybody got the same experience on that day. Oh, how funny.
Not, that's a nightmare.
Yeah, I should also let you know why Jody and Ange aren't here, as they're doing the counselor training for Shady Creek. And it's not scheduled by us, it's scheduled by Shady Creek, and so they didn't have a choice.
Can I ask a question about that? I heard the numbers are really down this year, is that correct?
Down on who's attending?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is significantly lower than it has been in the past. Yeah, there's I'd say 25% of the kids on base are not attending.
So it's not financial. I think it's just a matter of you don't get your money back if you have a sick child is part of it. And I don't know if that's the reason, but I think some of them are not comfortable with them leaving. So.
Well, the pandemic has done a lot to people's minds, and they're still worried about it. But we did make sure that we put out to the parents that if it's a financial issue, don't let it be. We are paying for some students to go that financially, but I think most of it is just parents saying, I don't want to put them in a cabin with four other kids and then have to go pick them up if they get the sniffles. So
I think even in the past, Westa has
done a couple. They have. Westa's done that before.
And CSEA gives a donation.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, but decisions have to be made.
I wonder if the week after the week after Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
And it's hard though. There's a lot of sickness going around, so it's a little stressful.
Exactly. Like you said, if they, you know, pay, then they can't get their money back after being off and sick.
And what is it, the cost now, nowadays?
$350.
Cheaper than Washington, D.C.?
but it's significantly higher than it has been for Shady Creek. So.
Any other comments? Well, I'll call the meeting to end, and we'll go into closed session.